Welcome to the Truth Book Room podcast. This podcast aims to help believers to advance in their Christian life by reading books from Watchman Nee and Venice Lee. We invite Christians who have read their books from all over the world to share their enlightenment and experience with us in this podcast program. Thanks for joining us. In chapter 11 of the Normal Christian Life, we come to another subject of the book of Romans, that is one body in Christ. How's this content related to our previous subjects? Brother Nee gave a summary in page 219. He said, in chapter 5 of the book of Romans, our sins are forgiven. In chapter 6, we are dead with Christ. In chapter 7, we are by nature utterly helpless. Therefore, we rely upon the indwelling spirit mentioned in chapter 8. As a result, we are one body in Christ, which is mentioned in chapter 12 of the book of Romans. This time, we have Tracy from Virginia to join us. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for joining our program today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Since it's your first time joining us, can you give us a short introduction about yourself?
Sure. Well, I was very blessed to have grown up in a God-fearing household, and for as long as I can remember, I have always really loved the Lord, and I was saved and baptized when I was in sixth grade, and I worked for a couple of years, and eventually I found that my job was very dissatisfying to me, so I took time out to go study the Word and get to know the Lord. And now currently I live in Northern Virginia and I do campus ministry work on the George Mason campus.
So, you know, in this episode, we are discussing on chapter 11 of the Normal Christian Life. The title of this chapter is One Body in Christ. Can you give us an overview of chapter 11 of the Normal Christian Life?
Yes. Well, in chapter 11, we have a portion in Romans 12 where we see that we are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another.
Right.
So the work, Christ's work on the cross has led us back to God's original line of purpose, a single person, a bride for the Son, the church. So in Ephesians 5:25, we see that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So this love spoken of in Ephesians is not a love out of pity for a sinner, but a love a husband has for a wife. So in God's eyes, the church is not only just a saved sinner, but a creation, a divine creation in his Son. In Genesis 2, we have Adam who was put to sleep for the creation of Eve. And this is a type of death of Christ in the Old Testament that has nothing to do with sin, because this took place prior to the fall that occurred in Genesis 3. So this aspect of the Lord's work was not for atonement, but rather it's for the creation and the existence of the church. So redemption is a wonderful thing, and we love our being redeemed. But in God's eyes, it's not everything, that man was not created to be redeemed. Mm-hmm. With this in view, we see that we are touching God's very heart's desire, and that he desires to have a vessel which the Lord can reveal himself to. Mm-hmm. And this is not an individual, but an individual vessel, but the body. So in isolation by ourselves, we can never fulfill God's purpose.
Right.
And we see here that the body spoken of in Romans 12 is not just an illustration, but rather it is a fact that alone we cannot effectively serve the Lord, but we need the help of the body.
Thank you for the summary. So throughout the reading, what stood out to you the most?
What stood out to me the most is the way the Lord sees the church. In God's sight, the church is a divine creation in his Son. And this kind of love spoken of for the church in Ephesians has fundamentally nothing to do with the atonement of sin, but it's of the creation of the church. So in history, when we look back, we see the fall, But God sees it from the very beginning, where he had a purpose. And this purpose was before the fall, before the view of sin. It is, he had the purpose of the body of Christ in glory, expressing nothing of the fallen man, but the image of the glorified Son of Man.
Then how can the reading be related to your experience?
This was a really great for me to read. I do campus ministry on a college campus, and I don't work alone. Rather, we work in teams. So I have team members, and you know, the longer that I am on the campus, the more I realize that I have a certain function and I have a certain portion that does not encompass everything. There are certain things that I cannot do that I have teammates are very capable of doing what I cannot do. For instance, I met two Chinese-speaking students, and I was born in the United States, and my Chinese is very poor. I'm not able to reach these students in their native language and able to make them feel comfortable and in the way that would be very cherishing to them. And so I asked some Chinese-speaking sisters to come and help me speak to these new ones, and they exchanged numbers, and now they're also helping to take care of these Chinese-speaking students. And so you realize what we cannot do on our own, there are other members of the body who are able to pick up where we are not able to pick up. And since then, our labor has been such a joy. We've been able to reach more students, and it's just very lovely working together in a body, not on our own.
Through hearing your experience, it reminded me about what Brother Nee shared in page 222. He said, "Alone, I cannot serve the Lord effectively, and he will spare no pains to teach me this. He will bring things to an end, allowing doors to close and leaving me ineffectively, until I realize that I need the help of the body, as well as of the Lord. For the life of Christ is the life of the body, and his gifts are given to us for work that builds up the body. So may the Lord grant us the light to see that we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." Thanks, Tracy, for joining us. And we hope you can join us again in the future and share more with us your experience.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. The corresponding excerpt will be posted on our website, truthbookroom.com.sg/podcast. Feel free to leave any comments to our podcast program on our website or Facebook page. We'd like to hear from you. See you next time.